Good morning from the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has expanded the area subject to open burning restrictions. Additional counties now include Kitson, Lake of the Woods, Marshall, Pennington, and Roseau. These counties have burn restrictions on vegetative debris as warm and dry weather spreads throughout the state to help reduce wildfire risk. Restrictions remain in place for counties in our region, including Becker, Beltrami, as well as Cass, Clay, Clearwater, Crow Wing, Hubbard, Itasca, Kanabec, Manoman, as well as Norman, Ottertail, Polk, and Red Lake counties. A missing mother and a son from Mille Lacs has been located safely. 32-year-old Brianna Larson and 3-year-old Jace Lefebvre were reported missing this week after leaving a family residence in Hinckley, believed to have been heading to the Twin Cities area. No other details were given. The Marshall County Board of Commissioners is set to hold a public hearing that's coming up on Tuesday, April 9th. It'll start at 5:30 at the New Fulton Community Center for the purpose of discussing and receiving comments on the proposed 2024 through 2028 road and bridge construction program in Marshall County. All interested citizens, public officials, and representatives of townships and cities are invited to attend and provide input. MnDOT announced this week that the agency has nearly 200 road construction projects this season. In our area, the projects include the finishing of the Highway 32 project from Middle River to Greenbush. Construction took place last year. The final lift of bituminous pavement scheduled for early June through early July this year. Project along Highway 89 from Grigla to Red Lake will include resurfacing and replacing culverts. Highway 75 north of Crookston, a construction of a roundabout on Highway 75 and County Road 21 north of Crookston. Other projects in the area include Highway 1, a resurfacing from Oslo to 2.5 miles east of Oslo. In Oak Lake Rest area of Erskine, project along Highway 2 will improve pedestrian accessibility at that rest area. And around East Grand Forks on Highway 220, they'll reconstruct Highway 2, a concrete road, and culvert replacements along Highway 220 between Polk County Road 19 and East Grand Forks and County Road 22 and 23. Attempts to find more commercial air service for the Grand Forks Airport took another step forward this week. The Air Service Expansion Committee has selected a consulting firm to help generate data needed to lobby airlines for additional flights to the Grand Forks Airport. Financial terms of the contract with the Meehan Aviation Group are still negotiating. Recent studies suggest that the airport's only capturing 47% of potential travelers. And April is National Safe Digging Month, and Minnesotans are reminded to call 811 before digging. Centre Point Energy spokesperson Joshua Solis is reminding Minnesotans of safe digging practices. It isn't just electrical lines you have to be aware of.
When people dig, there are lots of different types of utilities that may be underground, including underground natural gas lines, electric lines, communications lines, and water and sewer lines as well.
Solis says to call 811 at least 2 days before a dig to have underground lines located for free. But if you do strike a utility line,
we want to remind people to leave the area immediately on foot. Once you're safely away, call 911 and CenterPoint Energy. And we want to remind people not to try to repair a natural gas leak or a utility strike.
For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.